6:33 a.m., broadcasting live from our studios on Music Row in Nashville, Tennessee. Michelle Forman is in studio with us. She's a candidate for the GOP nomination in the 59th District. On the Newsmaker line right now, our very good friend John Harris, the founder and president of the Tennessee Firearms Association. John, I suppose you watched this disastrous speech by the legal but not legitimate grifter-in-chief who is the president of the United States, Joe Biden. He wants to destroy the Second Amendment. What are your thoughts about what he said last night?
Well, it is absolutely predictable that Biden and those that follow his, it's hard to say mindset these days with Biden because I'm not sure he really has one, but that they take these opportunities. I mean, we've been, you know, TFA's been working almost 30 years now in Tennessee to work on Second Amendment issues to protect our rights, and it is it's sadly a fact that mass public shootings recur, and what's even sadder is every time they occur, the progressive left use that as an opportunity to push a gun control agenda rather than to pursue a legitimate study and inquiry into why are we having these issues with violence and terrorism in our country.
Yeah, that's exactly right. The grifter-in-chief last night, Joe Biden, said, the Second Amendment, it's not absolute. I read the Second Amendment. To me, the text of the Second Amendment said the right to bear arms shall not be infringed. Do you read it differently, John?
Oh, no, absolutely not. And I'll tell you, it's an interesting study in the law as Michelle, and I don't know if she's gotten to this component yet, but in the there's actually case law in the 1930s and 40s in this country. And prior to that, there are Supreme Court opinions in Tennessee even where the issue comes up about, well, what really does the Second Amendment mean? And in these cases, they were looking at the question of, well, what kinds of arms, you know, what does the term arms mean when it says the right to keep and bear arms? And back before wokeism infected this country like a cancer, the courts were saying, and even the U.S. Department of Justice was saying, that it was at that time beyond dispute that the term arms, as used in the Second Amendment, had specific reference to those kinds of weapons that your military, your infantrymen, your soldiers would need to fight or defend the country. The issue became, in those cases, whether or not weapons, according to the Department of Justice, that were those in common use by the gangster, the pocket pistols and things that had really no military value, were within the scope of the Second Amendment. So there was the debate then was what are arms and what guns are protected? And what was universally understood was all of the things that Biden talks about were the ones that were beyond question protected, and it was some of these other, you know, less utilitarian weapons that were questionable. But, you know, Biden just doesn't get it, and sadly most of the modern press and sadly most of the people in society that have grown up with our modern education systems and social media are even further removed from a true understanding.
They also, I mean, he had numerous, it's too many proposals to in essence gut the Second Amendment, but a couple of elements he said remove the liability protection of gun manufacturers. That was one of them, and the other was to limit the number of bullets that could be used in a gun. From what I heard, that would basically make virtually half the guns out there that are currently in use illegal. What are your thoughts?
Well, that is true. I mean, it's the backdoor attack. If we can't defeat the Second Amendment, let's try to influence the, let's just call it the supply chain, just like he's done with gas, food, and everything else, so that things that we have an expectation of acquiring are unavailable. Without banning them, you can't buy them. And so you do see that. And in my law practice, you know, I represent a lot of gun dealers and manufacturers. And where at any one time I would normally have one or two getting license revocation hearings, I've got almost 10 of those now. I mean, it's just since the Biden administration came in. So there's a substantial agenda being implemented by the federal government to influence the supply chain side of what we have access to.
Tell us a little bit about the so-called red flag laws and what Biden proposed in that arena. I'm hearing that some of the sort of the more, quote, moderate Republicans are open to more red flag laws. What is a red flag law, and what is the impact of the proposed red flag laws that are out there?
Yeah, red flag laws are a horrible concept that clearly shouldn't exist in this country. And what they generally mean is, let's define or enumerate a list of circumstances where we think an individual might pose a risk. And if those circumstances arise or exist, let's give law enforcement the unilateral capacity to come into their property, into their home, into their protected areas, and take their guns away from them. Now, there's nothing about a red flag law. This is important to understand. In contrast to that, Tennessee and other states have what's called emergency committal procedures, which say if someone is an immediate risk to themselves or third parties, the government can, upon sworn statements of two or more doctors in Tennessee, take that person into custody for a very short period of time, typically less than 2 weeks, for psychiatric evaluation and to see if, in fact, they're a threat to themselves or others. That makes some sense because the threat in that instance is the individual, just like the threat in Uvalde was the individual. The red flag laws, none of them take the person into custody or deal with the person. The red flag laws take the item into custody and end up disarming people in the household who may have legitimate rights to those weapons. But they do nothing about dealing with the problem again, which is the person. What red flag laws do is they deal with the agenda, which is to get the guns into the hands of the government and then set up barricades to returning them back to lawful owners.
So it sounds like the main objective here is to disarm American citizens.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, that's been the progressive left, the woke, in my opinion, even increasingly, unfortunately, the agenda of the moderate Republican or Rhino, because, and, you know, we've had a supermajority of Republicans in Tennessee for the last 12 years, including two Republican governors. And we have made less progress in the last 12 years on Second Amendment issues, even though they promised us if they got the majority, they would do it. Then, in fact, we made in many regrets or circumstances when the Democrats control the General Assembly.
Now, put your political prognostication cap on right now, and let's take a look at two areas of potential legislation. One would be at the federal level, and the other would be the state. Start with the federal. And I know Tennessee Firearms Association focuses mainly on state-level issues here in Tennessee, but obviously you're aware of the national level. What do you see as the outcome politically from this gun grab Joe Biden presented to the country last night?
Well, I think the outcome politically is unfortunately, just that. It's political. You see an election cycle that's a midterm election where they're in serious trouble, and almost everything he proposed, the only people in the country that are rapidly in favor and support are the progressive far left, and it's a get-out-the-vote message. The right, nobody on the right of any core principles migrated to the left based on what Biden said last night.
1 minute.
Frankly, few, if any, people that are moderates or in the middle were persuaded or influenced to go left or further left by what Biden said last night. So I do think, because we've seen the same pattern, at least I have for the last 30 years, that this is, again, that opportunity to make a pitch to the politically engaged left, that they need to get out, that they need to do what happened, you know, 2 years ago, if you believe it, that they engaged in criminal voter conduct. and influence elections because they're in such dire straits with what's coming up in August and November.
John Harris, our good friend, president and founder of the Tennessee Firearms Association, thanks so very much for joining us and giving us your clear insight about the troubles that we have with Joe Biden and his gun grab. Thanks for joining us, John.
Thank you.
When we come back, we'll have more with Michelle Foreman. This is a Tennessee Star Report. I'm Michael Patrick Leahy.